With over 20 years at the helm navigating financial waters, he's a contributor to the Fox Business Channel and the author of the Best Stocks Now newsletter. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management, and he's here live on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning, May the 17th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Man, what a day we had in the market yesterday. Well, we're giving a little bit back today. The Dow is down 82 points right now. That works out to about a half a percent. The Dow is at 17,628. We were up over 200 points yesterday at one point in time. We ended up the day, what, 185, something like that? And now we're giving up 80 today. The NASDAQ is down 20 points. That works out to 0.4%. The NASDAQ is at 4,754. The S&P 500 also down about 0.4% today. The S&P is at 2,058. The S&P is down 9 points right now. Crude oil's up. Hey, what's wrong with the market today? Crude oil up. I think the market might be a little bit afraid of the economic reports that came out today that were a little bit better than expected. So now they're thinking, okay, here come the interest rate hikes. That's got to be something, has something to do with the little sell-off here. Crude oil is up again, $47.90 as it heads for $50 a barrel. $47.90 per barrel. Gold is up a quarter of a percent, $12.77, but I did notice that most of the gold stocks are down today a little bit. They had a fantastic day yesterday, and they continue to be at or near all-time highs. Not all-time highs, 52-week highs. Gold is at $1,277 per ounce. The euro is at 1.134, up a little bit here today against the dollar, and the bond market 1.74. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. All right, what's going on today? We had a fantastic day in the market yesterday on Monday. In fact, as I looked at the accounts that I manage and the portfolios that I manage, I'd have to say that yesterday was probably the best day of the year for us, or one of the best days. We had a big rally in the energy stocks, which I continue to be bullish on. We had a big rally in the precious metal stocks, which I continue to be bullish on. And we had a pretty good rally in the technology stocks and the drug stocks yesterday. And those are all areas where I have exposure. The dividend payers did pretty well yesterday. I think a lot of yesterday's move was due to Apple. Apple's a big component of the NASDAQ. Apple's a big component of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Why was Apple up, what, 3% or something like that yesterday? Just because someone reported that Warren Buffett is now an owner of Apple in the Berkshire Hathaway Fund. And I would say to you, go ahead, follow those billionaires around, buy what they buy. You know, I knew a guy one time. He would stand next to the large transaction window at the racetrack where the horses run. They have a large transaction window. It's usually $500 or more that you've got to be betting on a horse to go to be able to stand in that short line. Well, you never saw me in that line. But this guy, he would stand over there like a fly on the wall, and he would listen. He would listen in to what the big gamblers were betting on. Well, it must not have worked too well for him, because I usually saw him, you know, he'd get in his old beat-up car at the end of the day and drive home. Come back for another day. Following the big gamblers and the big bettors around didn't work out so good. If it was that easy, you know, I think the big gamblers just lose more than the little gamblers. So following the billionaires around in the stock market, I don't think it's a very good idea myself. But go ahead. Follow George Soros around. George Soros doubled his bet recently against the market. He must have been crying yesterday when the market was up a couple hundred points. I don't think following George Soros around is any better of a system than hanging out at the large transaction line at Gulfstream or Churchill Downs or Santa Anita or Golden Gate or whatever. I don't think that's the best way. I think you're better off doing your own handicapping and doing your own handicapping of stocks also. CPI comes in a little hotter than expected. I think that's another thing that maybe has the market a little unnerved. Uh-oh, that'll bring in Yellen with the fire extinguisher trying to put this fire out of this overheated economy. I don't think there's any fear of that, but the market is fickle from day to day. CPI comes in at 0.4%. You know, if you extrapolate that out over 12 months, that's almost 5% inflation rate. But remember, we had a pretty big hike in energy and oil prices here over the last 30 days. And that's not going to happen every 30 days. But that is the hottest inflation rate that we've had since 2013. And that's one of the reasons I think the market's down today. Gold up. Gold up 0.25%. Gold likes inflation. And I continue to like the gold sector and the gold stocks. Oh, I'm not overboard with it, but I've got about a, 7 to 10% exposure, which is quite high for me when I've had zero exposure for the last several years. Housing starts also come in a little bit hotter than expected. Oh, we've got a problem. This economy is getting overheated right now. What are we going to do? Oh, I don't think it's overheated. Do you think it's overheated? Have you had too many raises at work and you're telling your boss, oh, please, no more raises. I just can't handle it. There's no more room in my savings account. This economy is just so hot. Nah, the economy is pretty tepid, running at 2.5%. So I don't think we need to be too worried about those housing starts today, nor do I think we need to be worried about industrial production. What we should be happy about is that there's no signs that we're headed into a recession. And that recession and that bear market will pretty much hold hands all the way down the escalator going the wrong way when it eventually hits. We're now 8 years into this current bull market and still no sign of a recession despite very weak and slow growth in the economy. Industrial production comes in at 104.1. You know, industrial production is an important indicator to watch. Every recession has been preceded by a drop into negative territory by industrial production. I continue to watch industrial production on a monthly basis. Home Depot comes in, they beat earnings. Okay, how come it's down today? Oh, well, sometimes it works like that. Home Depot beat earnings by 9 cents, and they raised guidance for next year. What more does the market want? Home Depot down 2.3% today. I continue to own Home Depot here at Gunderson Capital Management. It's been very good to me over time. Ensco, why are you talking about Ensco? Well, they make rigs. They lease out rigs. They are stacking 4 rigs on the sidelines, and they will cut 350 Texas jobs. Ensco is linked to the oil industry, and drilling in Texas is part of one of their businesses. And that shows you that we continue to cut production here in the U.S., much to the Saudis' delight. We seem to have taken the brunt of this sell-off in oil recently, although the Saudis did have to borrow some money for the first time in 25 years. Agilent beats earnings. That stock is up 3.3%. NXPI, that's a chip stock that I own. They're going to diversify. Instead of just making chips, they're also going to get into the self-driving car automobile market, be a competitor to Mobileye. I continue to like NXP Semiconductors, which is out of Holland. Anything else reporting earnings here? Price or TJ Maxx, they beat earnings. Hey, there's a big box retailer But a steep discounter, there's the secret. If you're going to buy a big box company at the mall, buy the steep discounters. That's always been a good place to be when the economy is slow. TJ Maxx beats by 5 cents. The stock was up. It is now down 0.6%. Red Robin Gourmet Hamburgers beats by 16 cents, but they guide lower, and that stock is gapping down to new lows. Oh, that's never good. All right. Well, when we come back, we'll see what we can find here. There's some nice blue streaks out there in that ocean right now. I see a couple right now. I'll report back here in a bit. This is Bill Gutterson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, as we examine the market continues to basically be flat. It's been flat now for the last couple of years. I mean, that's the market itself. The currents underneath the market have been more negative than what the market shows. But the market on the surface continues to be flat because earnings have been flat. Last year's earnings were almost the same as the previous year's earnings. And markets and stocks follow earnings. We'll get into an individual stock here in a minute, and I'll show you how the market or how the stock has followed its earnings. They follow earnings up, they follow earnings sideways, and they follow earnings down when they start to recede. Well, the market's been basically flat, and it continues to be flat this year. As I reported yesterday, the market is up like 0.1%. That's like watching paint dry. But there's been some opportunities underneath the market. We've seen gold stocks do much better than that. We've seen energy stocks do much better than that. And we've seen some stocks here and there, the Facebooks, the Amazons of the world, that have done better than the overall market because they're in a spot in the economy that's doing much better than the overall economy. Economy's growing at 1.5 to 2.5%, somewhere in that range. Yet there's companies whose earnings are growing at a much more quicker rate than that. In fact, many companies are seeing accelerating earnings right now. They're accelerating to new all-time highs, and the stocks are accelerating to new all-time highs. And then there's the good old stodgy old stalwarts, I call them, that just kind of trudge along. And I think one good example of that is a stock that I continue to own that's in the news today. In fact, I'm going to have two stocks for you today. I'm going to have one now and one when we come back from the break. The one when we come back from the break, I want you to really listen to that one. It was just added to the S&P 500. I've owned it for a while. It continues to just blaze its way higher. But I don't have any complaints about Home Depot. Home Depot operates 2,274 Home Depot stores. How close is your nearest Home Depot? I have one on my way home from work. It's maybe 5 miles, 3 miles, 4 miles from my home, and I go there quite often. They offer building materials, home improvement, and lawn and garden products. I spend most of my time over in the garden product area. I can remember the days of hauling home 90-pound sacks of Ready-Crete. Oh, that's no fun. My wife and I had a little bit of acreage for a while. And we had all kinds of projects that needed our attention. Instead of buying half-inch PVC pipe, I was buying 2-inch PVC pipe. And instead of buying this little thing with the purple glop, you know, that glues it all together, I was buying big quart cans of it. I'd get it all over my hands. I would spend all weekend peeling that purple glue off of my hands. Well, it got to be a little bit too much, you know. I'm sure the farmers up in Idaho are going, oh, you guys down in Southern California, you're a bunch of lightweights. Come on up here. I'll show you one real work. They're laying irrigation pipes, you know, that are like 12 inches wide and all this kind of stuff. But still, I've spent a lot of time going back and forth to Home Depot, and it never fails. You get home, and you forgot to get the thing that you went to get. I've needed an extension cord at home for the last 2 months. Every time I go, I get all the other stuff, and my wife says, honey, did you get the extension cord? Oh, I forgot again. Okay, well, we'll get the extension cord on the next trip. But Home Depot has been a nice stock. Headquartered down in Atlanta, the pride of Atlanta, Georgia, where we're heard every single day. Weekdays, where we have a large audience, where we have a lot of clients. Home Depot is now a $167 billion company. Hey, Bill, I thought you said to avoid the retail stocks. Well, let's not forget that retail, the sector, is broken up into 13 subsectors. And we learned last week that the department store subsector, their earnings were down 42% versus the same year last year. And we learned that the online retail subsector, their earnings were up 142% year over year. Which aisle of the retail subsector supermarket would you rather be shopping in? Well, the second best subsector, a distant second to the online retailers, are the retail subsector of building products. Their earnings were up 14% year over year. They came in a distant second. Now, I have exposure to the online retailers, obviously. I have it through individual stocks, and I have it through a small position that I've been establishing in a new ETF that covers the online retailers. But I also have positions in the second best slice of the retail sector, that being the building products. And I continue to like Home Depot, which is a mega cap stock. It's done well for me over the years. It currently is trading at 19 times forward earnings, just a little bit of a premium to the overall market, which is trading at about 17 times forward earnings. But Home Depot's been a superior stock over the years. I still have a 5-year target price on Home Depot of $235, and it's currently trading at $133 per share. That gives it, in my book, 84% upside potential over the next 5 years. Okay, that's half of the equation valuation. I can still make a case for Home Depot HD from a valuation point of view. Now, as it relates to performance, it's been a superior performer over the years. Over the last 10 years, investors in Home Depot have enjoyed an annual average return of 16.4%. No guarantees going forward, but that's been their track record, while the market's only been 4.8%. Over the years, Home Depot, over the last 5 years, has delivered 32% per year to investors. You got to be pretty happy with that. The market's only delivered 9%. And over the last 12 months, Home Depot's up 22%, while the market's down 2.6%. It gets a performance grade of A-, one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. It's a large cap. Out of 4,128 stocks, ETFs, mutual funds, in my Best Stocks Now app and database, Home Depot currently comes in at number 43. It's been in the top 100 for a long time. It just won't go away. I continue to own it. Not a recommendation, but an example of what I consider to be a best stock now. I'll have another one for you when we come back. This is the Best Stock Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta? Just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we had that big day on Monday. We're giving back a little bit here today. I think maybe the market's a little bit afraid of the Fed here. We had an overheated CPI. That's inflation. That's the consumer price index. It came in at 0.4% monthly. And if you extrapolate that out to an annual, it works out to 4.8%, which is a little hot. But also consider that most of that came from the jump in energy prices that we've seen in the last 30 days. The housing starts also came in a little bit hotter than expected. Well, I would expect springtime for things to pick up a little bit. Housing starts up 6.6%. a little hotter than expected. And we also had industrial production come in a little bit hotter than expected. And the Fed might be saying to themselves, maybe we can go ahead and hike interest rates. Well, I don't think that's a worry right now myself. But the market obviously thinks it's a little bit of a worry, as we're down about 75 points right now after big day, big day on Monday. We have had some earnings come in here. Agilent beat earnings. We had TJ Maxx coming in and beating earnings. And Home Depot also beat earnings, even though the stock is down a little bit. And we just featured Home Depot, which we've done many times over the last several years here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. How can you not call that a Best Stocks Now? And remember, I require valuation. I have to make an argument. I have to be able to justify a stock from a valuation point of view. And I also have to be able to see performance from the stock over the 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, 10 year, if possible, to see where that stock has been delivering, putting money into shareholders' pockets. Well, we're going to look at another stock here today that comes from a little bit different walk of life. By the way, Home Depot does pay a dividend. Home Depot's dividend yield is 2.1%. So I own Home Depot in both the Premier Growth account, and I also own it in my income account, because not only are we getting capital appreciation there, but we've also been getting dividends over the years. Which you have to remember, as an income investor, your income does not come just from the coupon rate or from the dividends, but you can also have the potential to get income from capital appreciation. That's the icing on the cake. And as I pointed out, I mean, Home Depot, between its dividend yield and the capital appreciation, shoot, 80 to 90% of the growth in Home Depot has come from capital appreciation. The dividends played a very minor part, but it's a nice thing to get. So don't forget, when I go looking for income stocks, yes, I want income, but I also want the potential for capital appreciation on top of that. It doesn't always work out that way. If it was a guaranteed thing, you know, that would be nice, but it's not, because stocks also fluctuate in value over the years. But look what Home Depot has done over the long term. Well, I'm going to give another example here of a dividend payer that's also delivered some pretty good capital appreciation over the years. The stock that I am going to feature in this portion of the show is a company that's headquartered in San Francisco, California. And you immediately think it's got to be a technology stock, Silicon Valley. Well, it is kind of a technology stock. It's a real estate investment trust, but they acquire and manage technology-related real estate in the U.S., Europe, and Asia. It's done pretty well for me so far since finding it using my Best Stocks Now app. It's delivered a nice dividend yield. In fact, the dividend yield on Digital Realty Trust is currently 3.7%. The symbol is DLR. It was added to the S&P 500 last week. Well, that's a little bit of icing on the cake there. It had a breakout to a new all-time high if you look at the chart. And it also has been making some acquisitions here recently, expanding their footprint in Europe, buying some of the assets of another company in that same industry, another one that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. I like those real estate investment trusts that are technology related right now. Well, over the last 10 years, DLR has delivered 19% per year to investors. That's between the dividend and the capital appreciation. Over the last 3 years, it's delivered 21.7% per year to investors. The market's only delivered 7.8%. And over the last 12 months, this stock, believe it or not, is up 53% while the market's down 2.6%. It currently gets a momentum grade of A. That's pretty good for a real estate investment trust. And on the Investor's Business Daily scale, it gets a 95 on a scale of 1 to 99. Now, what about value? Well, this stock is not as cheap as it used to be, but it's currently trading at 16 times forward earnings, which is a discount to the overall market right now, slight discount. And when I take a look at their earnings, which have been growing by a steady pace, 7, 8% per year, the last two quarters have been 21 and 24 respectively. When I take a look at next year's earnings of 605, which are expected by the analysts that cover the company, and if I extrapolate that out by 7, 8, 9% over the next 5 years, I come up with a target price of $130 per share. Stock's currently trading at 95. When I combine the value with the performance, which is the Best Stocks Now methodology, this stock comes in at number 78 out of 4,128, and it is a stock that I own at Gunderson Capital Management. All right. Well, there you go. You see, there are examples of companies that are flourishing in this marketplace. They don't all work out, obviously. But I like to at least do everything I can do to feel like, you know what, I've got performance at my back, proven performance, where the company has proven over the years, no guarantees going forward, that it can produce for those shareholders that have invested in the management of the company, and also to where it can continue to produce, hopefully, in the future. Because if you can't continue to grow your earnings, you're in trouble. When earnings start to top out, and when they start to recede, you're in big trouble. You're in really big trouble. And luckily, you know, Digital Realty Trust over the years has continued to grow their earnings. They were $2.93 in 2009. Then they were $3.44. Then they were $4.10. Then they were $4.45. Then $4.91 each year, bigger than the previous year. Then they were $5.27, and then $5.61, and now they're expecting $6.05 next year. So every year, an increase in earnings. And that's a track record that I like to look at. That's a track record that sets a stock apart for me to do further analysis, to do evaluation, and to look at the track record of the stock from a performance point of view. The last thing I like to look at is the chart, a picture of the stock. Where's it been? I look at let's just take a look here at a monthly chart, which goes clear back to 2004 when the stock was trading at about $6 or $7 per share, split adjusted. And now it's at $95 per share, and it's hitting new all-time highs. We take a look at a weekly chart. It bottomed out at 2013 at about $45 per share, and it's doubled since 2013. It's more than doubled. And if we take a look at a daily chart, which shows me the last 12 months, I see an uptrend. And that uptrend continues. So, you know what? It's just, I try to put as many of the probabilities in my favor as I can, the performance, the valuation, and a very healthy stock chart. By contrast, you can buy stocks that are going down, that have produced lousy performance over the years, that have been shrinking their earnings. You see what I mean? I don't know. I like the other side of the street a little bit better. All right. Not a recommendation, but an example of one of the stocks that I own in my income account, which currently has an average yield of over 5.1%. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement, with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Epperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I want to paint a little illustration here. Let's just say, for instance, okay, let's just use $100,000 as the amount of money that you have invested, okay, or you have to invest, or whatever. Maybe you're already in. Okay, so now your choices are, now let's say that your main objective is to supplement your income a little bit. Make life a little bit easier on yourself. Well, you can go out and buy a CD, and you get about 1%, I think. That works out to about $1,000 a year. That works out to about $80 a month to supplement your income. And there's almost no risk in that. It's backed by the FDIC, and it's going to maintain its $100,000. Your $100,000 is not going to fluctuate. But what's the trade-off for that non-fluctuation of your principal? Your trade-off is a very low interest rate. Okay, you can step it up a little bit and take a look at U.S. Treasuries. They are backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. They currently yield about 1.7%, so now you're getting about $1,700 a year in income. And divide by 12, what's that work out to? Yeah, you know, you're getting a little bit there, $150 a month, $160 a month in income. And it's going to fluctuate because it's going to fluctuate with interest rates. If interest rates go lower from here, where they're currently at 1.78%, somewhere like that, your $100,000 will go up a little bit. If interest rates go higher from here, your $100,000 will dip a little bit, but you'll still get your $150 a month or so in income. Now, the next level up from that, you know, you could get a guaranteed annuity. I don't know what they're paying. I'm thinking 3 or 4, 3.5%, something like that. I don't like the fact that I can't get to my principal if I need it. That's another factor, is liquidity. In a CD, you know, you're going to have to pay penalties if you have to get to your money before the one-year term is up, or whatever term CD you have. In a U.S. Treasury, you're going to be at the mercy of whatever the market is at that time if you need the 100 grand. Once you buy an annuity, you know what? You're kind of locked up. You're not as liquid as you are in other investments. Now, if you step it up one more step, you buy a basket of big, high-quality stocks, or maybe preferred stocks, maybe some closed-end funds. I have some closed-end funds that I bought that when they were trading at a discount to their net asset value that I have in my income portfolio. And I own about 30 different things in that income portfolio. And its average yield is of 5.15% right now. So now you're getting $5,000 a year off of the gravy. That's about $400 a month. It's going to fluctuate too. But you also have the chance for capital appreciation over the years. I just gave an example of a couple of stocks. I gave an example of Home Depot. And I gave an example also of Digital Realty Trust, which have both delivered, on top of their dividend yields, have delivered capital appreciation over the years. So I've developed a portfolio. I'm not the only one. There's a lot of people that have put together income portfolios. Maybe you take $1,000 a month off your 100 grand. You know, hope for a little bit of capital appreciation. Nah, $1,000 would be too much. I think maybe more in the $500-$600 range would be about right. But you're going to see your principal fluctuate over the years. But over a 5 or 6 year period of time, you would hope to get some capital appreciation. You at least have a probability of that, along with those dividends that you're going to get. you do have market risk. But what's the trade-off? The trade-off is the potential for higher returns over the years. If you don't want any risk, the trade-off is very low returns. If you want to take on a little more risk and have somebody manage that portfolio for you to try to at least mitigate the risk along the way, well, then you have the possibility for higher returns over time. So everybody has to decide for themselves. I know a lot of people that, you know what, you're just better off in a CD. Make your 1%. Don't worry about your principal fluctuating, and sleep well at night. And other people say, you know what, I can't accept those kinds of returns. That's horrible. That's pitiful. $80 a month when I'm giving them $100,000, that's pitiful. Well, then you have to decide if you want to go to the next step or the next step or the step after that, which would be individual market basket, a portfolio of individual stocks that have the potential for capital appreciation along with those dividends they pay. Now, if you'd like to talk to us about our income program here at Gunderson Capital Management and that monthly check program, we just set it up with Scottrade. Send so-and-so a check on the first of every month. Help them live a little better. Help them supplement their income a little bit better so they can take a little bit of pressure off their backs. Go to the Golden Corral once in a while. Enjoy life a little bit. Well, that's one of the programs that we offer. You can call us here at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Or you can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. You know, I see all kinds of sights from my office here sitting high atop the 19th floor in San Diego of the San Diego Harbor. Right now, I see a tugboat pulling a barge with one of the fuel tanks for the space shuttle on it. This is the same tugboat that rescued a fishing boat about 1,000 miles south of here over the weekend. In the news recently, there goes the fuel tank for the space shuttle, headed somewhere. This is Bill Gunderson. GundersonCapital.com, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.